It's Friday, November 15th, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three areas to know today: the U.S. government and tech with Jedi warrantless searches in the FCC, news from Germany, the U.K. and the Vatican, and are mid-market companies keeping up against security? This is the Business of Tech. Let's kick things off with a number of regulation and government stories as related to tech. First, because of talking about it yesterday on the podcast, now it's not true, Amazon is challenging the DoD's award of their Jedi Cloud contract to Microsoft. Also this week, a federal judge in Boston held that searches of electronic devices at the border without a warrant does violate the Fourth Amendment. This case was brought based on searches of phones and laptops of international travelers at airports by border officers without a warrant. The FCC is scrapping their system that was used to post fake net neutrality comments. The system was used to allow anyone to contribute input about proposed FCC rules, but has been plagued by controversy due to reported incidents of fake comments, including ones attributed to the dead. And, as revealed in a letter from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, the U.S. government stopped the warrantless collection of U.S. phone data last year. Previously, the data was collected under the Patriot Act, but was deemed illegal by the Supreme Court last year. Why do we care? Well, the theme here, warrants and accountability. Well, except Jedi, that's just updating everybody on a story from yesterday. You can't search electronic devices without a warrant, and you can't collect U.S. phone data without a warrant. Seems like a consistent set of rulings from the courts on this one. The FCC system failed because of a lack of accountability in the comment system. You don't know who's posting. That's important, as it's also the same problem we see in other tech platforms. With all the talk of data management, there's some pretty obvious places to take guidance from, and that's the legal system. And now, let's do a collection of stories from outside the U.S. In Germany, Apple has come out against a law intended to force it to open Apple Pay to rivals, citing data protection and security concerns. In the UK, the Labour Party indicated that it plans to nationalise British Telecom's broadband network to provide free internet to all if elected to power in the upcoming election. Currently, fewer than 10% of British premises have access to full fibre broadband. And from the Vatican, the Pope said on Thursday that technology company executives and investors should be held responsible if they put profit before the protection of children. Why do we care? First, Americans care because the world is very closely connected, and what happens here can affect what happens in the U.S. Second, not all the listeners of this podcast are Americans, so the news eye will be broader than just U.S. stories. There's a lot of movement in banking this week for tech companies. Facebook announced Facebook Pay, Google announced interest in offering checking accounts, and Apple is dealing with this new potential law. These are very highly regulated industries and not something you move into without planning. Broadband rollout matters with cloud technologies, and speeds are not consistent across the population. But more importantly, it's turning out to be political. As reported earlier this week, in the U.S., those underserved by broadband match politically with more red states, and here we're seeing moves similar in the U.K. How much more will broadband become political? Is this part of the larger questions around income inequality? Tech and politics collide. Security risk is not consistent across different-sized companies, and mid-sized companies have higher risk factors than larger enterprises when it comes to security. Data in Coalfire's second annual penetration risk report lays out that large enterprises have become more secure, generally because of larger tech providers to work with. The move to the cloud does show more cloud-related vulnerabilities, with cross-site scripting, injection, and security misconfiguration topping the list. Larger enterprises appear to be solving problems faster, leaving more gaps in those mid-sized businesses. Why do we care? They say companies like to do business with companies of similar size, and here you see some evidence of that. Larger companies are solving their security problems with other, similar-sized companies. This does expose some opportunity here. If mid-sized companies still have the need, then that means growing IT services companies can move into this area to solve this problem. Find right-sized solutions for these companies and solve their pain. Today's episode was brought to you by the Killing It podcast. Did you catch episode 33, which came out on Tuesday? This week's topics: AI ethics with news out of the DoD, how much life is left in the RMM market, and a debate on digital transformation based on new tech dial data. Three experts, three topics, 30 minutes, and one focus on making money in IT. Catch the show in your favorite podcatcher or on MSPradio.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Today's about feedback. Connect on Twitter and Facebook at MSP Radio News with feedback or share a review on iTunes, Spotify, or Google Play. Packed episode today. Now it's a weekend of Star Wars with both The Mandalorian and the new Fallen Jedi video game. See you again on Monday.